you know, they all understood, and you know, it was just that's the way it planned out, and you know, I'm thankful both teams gave me the opportunity to play there.
You and I is making some noise about going to FBS. I'm not sure which conference, probably the MAC, maybe.
Sure.
Now, if you and I comes at you with a full ride in August, and you say yeah, and then Iowa comes at you, what do you, you know, what's the decision you make? Is it, would it be that much harder?
I don't know. I can't really, you know, put much thought into that now.
Right.
It's three years after that situation, so I can't really, you know, think about that too much. I am where I am, and you know, things played out the way they were supposed to, and you know, I'm glad I took my time in that whole process to let things play out the way they did, and I'm just focused on you know, trying to play our best game against them this week.
What you got to know from you and I, are you surprised that they, you're probably not surprised that they are able to trade punches with Wisconsin and, you know, with you guys in 2009?
Oh, definitely not. They're you know, they have a loaded talent there, and you know, they seem to reload every year. And, you know, we know that we're going to get their best shot. And, you know, they give teams their best shot every week. And, you know, the talent difference isn't that much. And it's, you know, it just comes down to the little things is what college football is becoming now.
Sounds like you guys got to know, you and your family got to know Coach Farley pretty well. He talked about you guys yesterday. What was it like getting you to know him?
He's a great coach. You know, I have utmost respect for him and their whole staff. And, you know, I couldn't say enough about them and their program. And it was, you know, a joy to get to know all of them and, you know, what you and I has to offer. And, you know, I'm just thankful that, you know, they gave me an opportunity. And, you know, it's just the way it is.
How far were you into you and I? Did you have, like, gear? Did you have a hoodie or anything like that?
No, nothing like that. You know, I hadn't even really, you know, I'd given my verbal, but, you know, that's nothing, you know, nothing like that, that they had, you know, started sending me stuff or anything. But, yeah, it's just that's the way things played out.
You know, that happens, I think, on a different level. You know, some kid from Ohio will commit somewhere, but if Ohio State comes late, they switch too. I mean, is it just if your dream school comes, you got to answer?
Yeah, definitely. You know, that was my whole, you know, goal in high school was to be able to play at the highest level possible, and, you know, that opportunity arise. And, you know, it's just that's, you know, something not many kids are going to pass up. And, you know, if I did all over again, I'd probably make the same decision. So it's just the way things are. And, you know, I can't really focus too much on that now. It is, it's just another game at hand.
Did you ever, I know we're going back in history, but your dad played at Nebraska. There was some Nebraska time. What were you hearing from them?
They were kind of the same way Iowa was at first. You know, they didn't really have any, because it was, you know, kind of got a hold of me late in the process towards, you know, towards December, real late. And, you know, I took a visit there too. They, you know, they told me that there really wasn't any scholarships left and they wanted me to be a preferred walk-on. And, you know, I just kind of took that all in, you know, got to see what they had to offer. And, you know, I thought about it pretty hard, you know, just with the fact that, you know, my dad played there and the family ties were there. And, you know, I grew up a Husker fan. And, you know, but, you know, luckily enough, I was able to stay patient and, you know, kind of wait the whole process out. And, you know, I couldn't be happier with the way things played out.